The East Baton Rouge Parish Metro Council is slated to take up a proposal that would ban smoking in bars and casinos. Last year, it was a 6-6 vote. A deadlock kept this from becoming the law of the city. This is something that's already been done in New Orleans, Lafayette, Alexandria, and Monroe. Tom Aswell, longtime entertainer himself, and entertainer Rusty Yates, has been performing in bars and casinos in this area and beyond for 35 years. Rusty Yates, let's begin with you. You don't think this is a good idea. Why not?
I don't. It's not because, in my opinion, it's not really because of the ban. That's what we're talking about, a smoking ban. It could be anything. Anytime you have the government telling people, taking something that's legal and telling them how they, what they can do for the sake of some, and everybody else has to do what they say you do, where does it stop? Next, it's what kind of alcohol you drink. The next, it's what kind of car you drive. Next, it's something else, and it's something else, and it's something else, until eventually the government's going to tell you. For instance, I'll give you an example. I won't even talk about the subject because it doesn't really matter. But you cannot travel from California to certain states. You're banned from doing that.
No.
Because of what those states agree with or disagree with.
No. I think we have free travel in the United States, Rusty.
Well, I'm telling you, there's a travel ban.
You're getting off on something else.
No.
There's no travel ban in the United States.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
I just
there's no travel ban in the United States.
Okay.
877-217-5757 is your number. Let's not go there. But Tom Aswell, you're frowning. You've recently been diagnosed with emphysema. You're a non-smoker. And you claim that it's probably related to many years of performing in the United States, in Louisiana in particular, at comedy clubs. Why do you think this is a good idea to ban smoking in bars and casinos?
Well, first of all, Jim, I'm a little disclaimer here. I really feel like I don't have a voice in Baton Rouge affairs since I live in Livingston Parish. But I did perform stand-up comedy at a local club, the Funny Bone, for 15 years, three nights a week, and I was exposed to extensive secondhand smoke, and my doctor told me that if you're exposed to secondhand smoke, you are a smoker. I had a choice of performing in the club or not performing, and I chose to perform, and I understand that. And I certainly understand what Mr. Yates said about the government telling us what to do, what not to do, what's legal, what's not legal. But I would refer him to the child labor laws that evolved at the turn of the century when we had children working in these labor camps, for lack of a better term. And we passed child labor laws. We passed the 8-hour workday. We passed various other work laws that we are very comfortable with today and would probably rebel if they tried to take them away from us. So there is some legitimacy to the government coming in and making rules about what's good for the overall population, and again, I understand where he's coming from. Certainly, we don't want the government getting into our private lives. I understand that, but I think they are justifications at times.
877-217-5757 is your number. Tom Aswell of Louisiana Voice, who performed at the Funny Bone, you say for 20 years, right?
15.
And Rusty Yates, who's been performing as only he can. He's an exceptional singer and piano player. Tomorrow night he'll be at Churchill's, by the way, which does encourage smoking. And I think Churchill's and a few other places will be exempted because, as I understand it, the measure that is before the council means that if any business gets more than 20% of their revenue from smoking products, they're okay. But Rusty, you've been doing this 35 years, so mm-hmm. you've been exposed to a lot of secondhand smoke, and you're a smoker yourself.
Yeah, I don't smoke cigarettes. I do want to say one thing about that, and you're right. I've been doing this, and I'm healthy. I go to the doctor, you know, every 6 months, and I'm perfectly healthy. I smoke cigars every day, and at least one, sometimes two. And then it is a matter of choice. You when you open up this door where the government starts telling you what you, or something that's legal, And by the way, for every study that says secondhand, a doctor that says secondhand smoke causes that you're a smoker, there's at least one other or two other doctors that say that's not true.
You're saying most doctors would say that secondhand smoke is not a problem?
I would say at least half of them probably say that.
Probably.
And so that's what, I mean, I hear that all the time. Well,
I think the consensus is that it's a danger, but there's some people like you who may not be as affected as others like Tom.
Well, I mean, I grew up around my grandfather, and he smoked, and I sat in his lap while he smoked, and I didn't start smoking until I was 36 years old, and it never made me want to smoke, and it didn't make me sick.
All right, 877-217-5757. About 20% of the population in Louisiana still smokes, despite all the claims that it is bad for your health. And now we have even reports showing that third-hand smoke can be dangerous. Al on Millerville, should the Baton Rouge City Council, Metro Council, pass this measure? What do you think, Al on Millerville?
I'm in favor of the ban, and I would like to know what the guest that is against it feels about the government being able to declare that there's a drinking age. So he's afraid about government regulation, but does he feel that having a minimum drinking age is something that should be gotten rid of?
All right. Thank you, Al. Good to hear from you. Rusty?
No, I don't. I think there should be a minimum drinking age, although I do think if you're old enough to fight for your country, you're old enough to drink and buy alcohol. However, I will say this. Prior to that, you're not ready to make those kind of decisions. Most people that age are not ready to make those kind of decisions. But once you become an adult, then you've got the right to do that. Now, here's what I was going to say. If you just install common sense, if you don't like smoke, don't go where the smoke is. That's a private affair. Let them have their smoke. If they want smoking, I personally don't like cigarettes. I don't smoke them. But that's not the government's business. That's a person's individual right. And so if you as an individual owner want to ban smoking in your club, that's your right. And
but Rusty, if I happen to be a person who loves to go to comedy shows, why should I have to why should you be able to tell me not to come if I don't like smoke?
Well, here's the thing. There's going to be plenty of comedy shows. That's the market. It's the so-called market.
Not in Baton Rouge. We had one club.
Well, but you know what? You can go somewhere else. You can go to another comedy club.
In Baton Rouge.
I'm talking about in another town.
New Orleans, by the way.
People travel to different towns and different states to go to concerts all the time.
All right. New Orleans has done this, and the casinos claim they've lost some business, but the big one in New Orleans, the Harris Casino in particular. But if New Orleans can do this, why can't Baton Rouge?
It's not a question of whether they can. If they can, they can ban things. But once you open the door to the government already breaks the Constitution on so many levels that they're intruding into our lives, and. You can't, you're just going to keep going and keep going and keep going. Once this is out of the way, they'll move on to something else. And then they'll move on to something else that you may be opposed to.
All right.
You might be opposed to that. Then all of a sudden, you know.
Jeff Sadow is one of the most conservative people I know, who writes for The Advocate. Even he says that the smoking ban should pass. He writes, smokers don't have to smoke. However, anybody needs to breathe. And some, ironically, including many former smokers, can't help it if smoke impairs that ability. No reason justifies licensing voluntary behavior that makes other people sick. It's past time for Baton Rouge to halt this privileging, Rusty Yates, according to Jeff Sadow.
Well, to me, it doesn't make other people sick. Now, I think that you can be agitated by smoke, but I don't think it makes other people sick. I think it makes you sick if you do it too much, and I think things in moderation. Like I said, I don't particularly like cigarette smoke, but it is a person's individual right to do that, and it is a place of business, because once you've got the government in telling people what they're supposed to be doing, it's over.
All right, Ray in Prairieville. Hi, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Thanks for taking my call, Jim. Appreciate it. I'd like your guest to go on the internet and look up preventable causes of death. You will find that smoking is the second most preventable cause of death.
Trevor in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
I'm just wanting to call and clarify. I guess I see a difference between Mr. Rusty's opinion and scientific fact. I understand and have empathy that his opinion is the private establishments should be able to make up their own rules, but he's using that opinion to deny the scientific facts that secondhand smoking is one of the leading causes of death. And it just reminds me of the denial of climate change with using opinions over facts. And that's really what I have to say. Let's All right. use science instead of a people's opinions to make very important decisions.
Rusty, do you want to respond?
Not really.
Not really?
No, I do, yeah. The guy doesn't just, no offense to him, but he just doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. I am one of those people on the climate change. You could have a show about that.
Really,
I'll come
think,
in and talk about that, too.
I wonder who you voted for president, Russ.
I would have voted for Ted Cruz, but Trump got in, so I voted for
him.
Okay,
and I bet Tom voted not for Donald Trump. That's
well,
just my guess.
Jim, before we go any further, I'd like to apologize to Rusty because somehow I left him out of my book, Louisiana Rocks.
All right. Well, so. he's a very good entertainer and a nice man, but he's very passionate about this. And anecdotally, you're doing fine, but you don't speak for everybody, Rusty. There are people who I think are affected by secondhand smoke.
But those people don't speak for everybody else either.
That's true, but that's why we have to look at the science. And science is not universally applied, but there's some people who may smoke for years. I know a guy who smoked and lived to be 102. But then there are others who smoke and die of cancer like my father did at 49.
Right. And I'm so sorry for that. My grandfather died at 68 of cancer, but it wasn't smoking. It wasn't smoking.
What was it?
Did he smoke? He did smoke, but he quit. They told him it wasn't cigarette smoke.
All right.
Jim, I would like to clarify one thing. I'm not the one that said that the smoke from the funny bone is what gave me emphysema. My doctor's the one that said it. I didn't say it, so I want to.
Okay, well, you're quoting an authority. And,
yeah, okay.
My guess is that now you probably have reservation about doing that. When you performed there, when you came home at night, how did your wife respond when you walked in the door?
She could be sound asleep, and she would wake up wide awake as soon as she smelled the smoke in my clothes. To me, that's not the issue. I think it's a health issue. It's not the smoke penetration of the clothes or anything like that. But my wife hated it. She hates it, everything related to smoking, but that's a decision.
Here's a question from Scott Clemens to you, Rusty. Why should we believe your dubious claim, he writes, that half of all doctors say there is no health-related problems from secondhand smoke?
It's not a dubious claim. It's something that I've listened to. You pay attention, you watch the news like anybody else. You have one doctor. This channel will go unmentioned because I don't really watch it that much anymore. But when I did, this news network that comes on, they are notorious for bringing in doctors from people from both sides. And one doctor says it is responsible for it. The other one saying it's not. I've heard that over the years. It's not a dubious claim. I do want to say this. Many years ago, not that long, but the thing that made popcorn in movie theaters taste so good was coconut oil, if I remember right. They banned coconut oil because the government determined that it was too bad for you. And people, the same...
You don't think the popcorn tastes very good anymore?
It's terrible. I don't buy it. But here's the point. Come to find out all these years later, and I know we're not going to find out about cigarettes, but come to find out all these years later, coconut oil is actually good for you.
Well,
and they banned a product.
All right. Well, what about... let's not veer off too far on other topics, but... What about this patio provision that will be there for people who like to smoke and go to a place where smoking will probably be banned, like a casino?
Well, I mean, whatever, whatever people
give. Does that appease you at all?
Not really. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it works. But if you want to have a smoking section, but to me, it all has to do with the private people's decision to do that or not do that. Government has absolutely zero business telling us what to do when it comes to this kind of stuff.
All right. You have no apparent health issues. You're obviously a man of great energy, but do you go to a pulmonologist since you're exposed to all this kind of secondhand smoke?
I have, yes.
You're okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Perfectly fine.
Well, Tom Aswell, it looks like this is going to happen, and a few of the Metro Council members who are swing votes, their photos are actually in some of these bars and casinos like they're criminals of some kind, saying these are the ones who are going to take it away from us. There's some risk involved for these folks who are going to make this decision if it happens as expected.
Well, yeah, in any controversial political decision, there's going to be risk involved as far as feedback at the ballot box. If these guys have the courage of their convictions and this is the way they feel, my hat's off to them. I'm tired of politicians just trying to bend with whichever way the wind's blowing. I'm sick of that, and I'm glad to see an elected official stand up for what he believes.
Well, and Rusty Yates, will you be leading a charge? I know you're very passionate about this.
I'm not. It has nothing to do with me with smoking. It has to do with
freedom. You've said that a few times, but are you revved up enough that you're going to call your Metro? You're going to call Matt Watson and Barbara Freiberg?
With anything like that, I do. Anything that's important to me, where it's, we keep our freedoms, and then I call. So okay. I will call.
All right. Well, you want to keep it as is, and Tom, based on your experience, you have an opinion, but has your opinion changed at all as a result of this diagnosis you have?
No. I've always detested being around cigarette smoke, and I know the health issues involved, and I happen to disagree with Rusty on that adamantly. I think there are definite risks in secondhand smoke. I've always felt that way, and I've always favored a ban like that. Like I say, I hate to stick my nose in the Baton Rouge's business because I don't live in Baton Rouge, but I think there is a definite health, mm-hmm. health issue at stake here.
And I'm told that bars in Central and Zachary will not be affected by this vote.
Really?
It is interesting. It's only Baton Rouge proper that will be affected, meaning the three casinos. That's where the big dispute is. Have you ever performed at the casinos, Rusty?
Quite often.
I thought so, yeah.
And in fact, to be honest with you, smoke is not something I even really notice around there. Well, I really don't. Unless you walk by somebody who's smoking, I never even smell it or notice it in any way.
But you're around smoke quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you're okay with it. And,
but, I mean, I can,
God bless you.
I can tell when somebody's been smoking in somewhere else. I don't smell it there much.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. It's an issue that even if the council votes to ban smoking, it won't take effect until January 1st. And there will be a lot of conjecture about it between now and then and beyond. Thank you, Rusty Yates. Thank you, Tom Aswell.
Thank you.